Crazy Japanese acid, magic music, rocking faces with my music, rocking ladies with my blatant lack of talent. Give your ears a music seizure. THX 1138 theater. Side effects may include loving your favorite band just a little bit less though. Go to Burger King in a Spider-Man costume, chilling in the place, hiding in the ballroom. Cuter than a puppy riding on a Pokemon. Playing my ditties when they get your game on. Nothing comes close, not before or after. Impossible that I get much faster. All your basement art belongs to us. Just take it like a man, sir.
Yeah. Welcome to the very first episode of Otaku Overload. My name is Kira, and with me is the forever faithful Yuki in Zero. And how about we start off the show by delivering some news fresh off the network. Zero, you wanted to start us off?
Sure thing. Okay. First off, it seems Rurouni Kenshin Reflection is going to be released on Blu-ray, which I myself am looking very forward to. Because I'm a big Rurouni Kenshin fan, and I've got a lot of the Rurouni Kenshin movies, not the series itself, but this is one of the only ones I cannot find anywhere in English, and it's been getting on my nerves.
Now, for those of us that don't know what Rurouni Kenshin Reflection is, won't you tell us?
Okay, Rurouni Kenshin Reflection, basically, it takes place after Rurouni Kenshin, the manga series, because it goes into some things that the anime, I don't think, showed. It even shows us some later parts of Kenshin and Kaoru's son's life, Kenji. Because it shows that Kenji goes and actually meets Kenshin's master. And the majority of this movie is Kaoru reflecting on her times with Kenshin.
Ah, I see the reflection now.
You do! Actually, yeah, you're actually right. There actually is a scene, like, pretty close to that.
I see what they did there.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea of when this is going to be coming out?
I have no idea.
Dang, man.
Well, I'll be sure to keep an eye on it, and I'll let everybody know.
There's always a chance it could already be out.
Yeah, that's true. I'll definitely look into this.
If it's not out yet, we'll be posting the information on the Facebook page. By the way, we have a Facebook page.
Kudos.
Good. Attention, duelists. We have a Facebook page.
And big wheels.
And big wheels.
We're not enough high budget for motorcycles yet.
We're working on it.
Yeah, we're kind of
so
broke as shit.
We have big wheels and Magic the Gathering cards.
Except me. I'm the only one who's actually playing Yu-Gi-Oh!
I'm the
Well, DJ Well, Kira plays too, but still.
By the way,
gave away his identity.
Shut up!
With the Facebook page, just check it out every now and then. We'll be posting news that's not going to be making it onto the episodes, since we're bi-weekly instead of weekly. But, is that all you wanted to say about Kenshin?
Huh?
Is that all you wanted to say about Kenshin?
I'm pretty good right now.
Alright then, awesome.
I miss some Batosa.
Recently we found out that, they've actually been making One Piece and Hello Kitty crossover stuff. Like, plushies, pens, bags.
Watches,
keychains, tags. Well, they've,
letters, sets, apparently, whatever that is.
No, they've actually released some, new stuff now. With, a crossover between Hello Kitty and, Chopper from One Piece. If you don't know who Chopper is, he's this little tiny...
He's a little deer thing.
With a blue nose.
We don't know why he has a blue nose.
And he can turn into this, like, this giant beer slash...
Deer slash bear.
I'm going to call it a beer.
it sounds like you something would. From Avatar.
You would. Actually, yeah, that's pretty apt way to put it.
And these items will be releasing, will be being launched on November 3rd. I believe in Japan only, maybe America. I'll keep you posted on that part. Oddly enough, I'm actually looking forward to it.
You would.
Anything else, guys?
On the Skyrim. Okay, now for my first segment, Skyrim. You know you're all looking forward to it, especially those gamers that love to lock themselves into their room for weeks on end.
RPG nerds!
Shut up, I've already asked for work off this Friday, even though it's Veterans Day. Big plus your school gets off on Veterans Day. Skyrim, I cannot say how much I'm looking forward to it. I've already modded Oblivion out of its own existence. It's an entirely new game. And frankly, after I made 10 clones of myself and 50 trolls fight each other to the death until my computer just shut down, that was sort of the climax for me. Okay. Nothing else seemed the same.
Okay, you fail at life.
Sounds kind of sexy.
It definitely was. Goddamn trolls.
Anyway, keep talking.
Okay. Biggest plus with Skyrim, the entirely new engine. Though all these new engines claim that things will be scattered, random, and unpredictable, this seems to really sell it. I mean, you can just even tell by the snowfall that nothing lands in the same spot. And all the... there is no background art for the landscape. Like, you see a mountain way back, just as a vague image beyond the horizon. You can walk to that.
So, you like, everything you see, you can get to.
Everything you see is tangible, and you are able to go to it.
Everything.
Everything. Literally everything.
Wow.
That sounds pretty impressive, actually. Mm-hmm. It's like, do you know what the new engine's called?
Yes, the Creation Engine.
Creation Engine.
Do you know of any other games that's going to be using this, or is it just Skyrim for now?
From what I believe, it's just Skyrim. It was created for Skyrim, specifically, and a big part was to... so it was able to be compatible with the Dragon AI. By the way, they created an entirely new AI just for the dragons. There's an unlimited number of them, I recently found out. So, if any of you guys know about the dragon powers, you're probably flipping your shit right now. And...
so, when is this game coming out?
11-11-11.
God, so much stuff coming out that day.
Mm-hmm. That's making your wishes.
Just for the fun of it, get it at 11... at 11 minutes after 11 o'clock. After 11 minutes and 11 seconds after 11 o'clock. Just for the fun of it.
No midnight premiere. You're crazy.
Show up at the premiere at 11-11-11.
There you go!
I'll be there long before 11-11-11.
I'm pretty sure you would. I'm just trying to be a play on words here.
Okay, but the only downside I see to this game is there is no spell creation system. In the old games, especially for the PC, spell creation was my thing. I would make complete useless spells that had a 50-foot radius. That pretty much just made everybody angry at each other, or just did 1 point of fire damage. It was incredibly weak, but hey, it was a giant Big Bang attack kind of thing.
And yet it did little to nothing?
Yes, but it was really cool. It made the game crash half the time. I love things that make my game crash. They're just spectacular.
Why?
I mean, I don't like the fact that it crashes, just... I like the image of it.
Ah.
But...
I know how that is. I know how that is.
But if you're running it for PC, I doubt it'll even take a month or two before the players can get fed up with that and make their own spell creation mod. I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm not one for RPGs, but this sounds pretty cool.
Don't worry, I'll probably be imposing it on you quite a bit.
Yeah, that's cool. I impose things on everybody all the time.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
I deny nothing.
Speaking of November release dates, another game coming out. It was released in a different form earlier this year. It's Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Woo!
It's going to be releasing on November 15th of this year, and they're going to be providing us with all new characters, such as Nova, Rocket Raccoon, Iron Fist, Doctor Strange, Ghost Rider, and Hawkeye.
Woo!
For the Marvel side. And the Capcom side is getting Frank West, Virgil, Phoenix Wright, Strider, Firebrand, and Nemesis.
Objection!
What?
No, it's just Phoenix Wright right there. You have to shout objection.
Oh, seriously? I didn't see him. Where? Right. Holy crap, seriously?
Although, the one thing I don't get is why they're calling Strider an all-new character. Because he was in previous games.
I think it's because he wasn't in the other Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Possibly.
Probably came back.
I'm looking forward to adding Phoenix Wright and Ghost Riders to my team.
I agree with you. Usually I use Spider-Man, Captain America, and Iron Man.
Dante.
But I might swap some out for Ghost Rider every once in a while.
You gotta give it to Dante, Arthur, and Deadpool, man.
Hey, to each their own, right?
The projectile team.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like Dante and Now, Virgil, now you gotta include him on this.
Now you can have a complete Devil May Cry team with Dante, Trish, and Virgil.
Who doesn't love that?
I don't know, maybe people that love Spider-Man.
Hey!
Zero.
I love Spider-Man, but I like Devil May Cry.
Capcom.
Marvel.
We just bro-fisted, if you couldn't tell.
I will stand on my own if I must.
Little odd news we stumbled on. We didn't know when Dragon Ball Z Ultimate Tenkaichi released.
We?
me and Yuki. But so we decided to look it up. It turns out this game actually released in America before it did in Japan.
Which makes no sense if you ask me.
Like, it was a Japanese-developed game done by Namco Bandai.
Based on a Japanese creation.
And somehow it's releasing... It released here on the 25th, and it's going to be coming out December 8th in Japan.
If you didn't know, they're Japanese.
Thank you, Yuki.
I don't get it, nor do I choose to get it.
I'm just going to enjoy it.
Accept it. One of us.
Learn it.
One of us.
Learn it, live it, love it.
Also, last bit of news that I personally am excited about. GTO's creator Toru Fujisawa is going to be releasing a manga called Soul Reviver.
What is this?
Well, it's going to be premiering in Shogakukan's new monthly Heroes magazine, and from what I know, it's a story about a half-human, half-shinigami, and that's all I really know. I'm anticipating reading it, though.
So it's half God of Death?
Yeah. The thing that really interests me about this, though, is that it's created by Great Teacher Onizuka's creator.
I never read it.
That was honestly one of my favorite series. Anime, manga, and live actions.
I'm aware you wouldn't stop talking about it for a while.
Hey, it was sexy.
That's okay, because I wouldn't stop talking about Death Note after I found out about it.
Anyway, that's all the real news I have at the moment.
Well, what about the anime you just... made me watch.
Oh, God, please don't bring that up.
No, we to bring this up. We must warn the masses.
Okay, earlier this week, I stumbled upon some clips of this anime called Garzy's Wing. Now, why I started watching it, or why I checked out the clips, was I was told this was from the creator of Gundam, or Mobile Suit Gundam. Automatically, I thought, this is going to be an epic piece of epic. Fused with epic.
It certainly
and sprinkled with a little bit of
my
epic.
Heart.
But,
I think we punched Yuki's inner child a little bit with that one.
Yeah, I'm afraid I actually ruined his inner child here.
I'm still in shock.
If says anything about Garcy's Wing, the anime starts off... automatically, like, right out of the gate, it automatically makes no sense whatsoever.
Male nudity!
Like, it automatically... You see this dude talking to this chick. Like, I'm going to this high school reunion. I'll see you in a while. And they're all shouting everything.
I'm like, going to a high school reunion!
I'm important!
Now, then, like, he's just driving along the road, and his neck will start shaking. He's like, what? My necklace is shaking! Could it be done by the shrine? I can't remember the name of the shrine. This shows the shrine in a big caption. It just says, The Shrine.
For the record, there are subtitles throughout the entire series, yeah, despite the fact that it's in English.
We were watching the English dub, and... oh my god, they pretty much read the subtitles. And the subtitles... there were times when the character's mouth was moving, but no sound was coming out.
It was funny as hell.
No, hey. Like, and he ends up in this mystical world called Bison Well. And, like, suddenly he's butt naked fighting these soldiers expertly using rudimentary weapons with wings on his ankles. Cool. Like, he does not, with, like, no prior knowledge how to use these weapons. And he's just like, yeah! And everybody's like, now we can escape now that Garzy's Wing is here.
They say this, like, 12 times.
They say it 5 times in, like, that one battle scene.
And that was only like a 5-minute scene?
Yeah, about that.
Why did the tree return?
Indeed. That was seriously a line. Just why did Garzy's Wing appear?
Yes
indeed. Best part of the entire anime so far. Like, it's horrendously amazing, in my opinion.
Only because it's so awful is the funny part.
It's so awful that it's great. And, like,
it will make you appreciate the plot of Lucky Star.
I just don't get how Gundam Wing, how the creator of Mobile Suit Gundam went from Gundam to Garzy's Wing, and the Wings of Reen and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
the Beist and Well stories.
For every gem, there's a piece of crap. Right?
There's gotta be. It's just, Garzy's Wing was so bad.
It's so bad, it's funny.
Look, it's comical.
But because it's Gundam, you have to have some kind of appreciation for it. It's like when your little brother or son gives you a really crappy drawing he drew in kindergarten, and you're like, oh, it's nice? It's a cow, right? Oh, okay, let's just put it up on the fridge away from everything else.
Sad part is, it's true.
What's funny is, I remember hearing that people have tried to interview the creator, like the guy that made Gundam and Garzy's Wing. I'm like, and he's just always like, please don't ask me questions about Garzy's Wing. Please, no questions about Garzy's Wing.
I think it's like, pretty obvious he didn't want to make it.
I think that he's, like, embarrassed about it because, like, nobody asks him about Gundam. Everybody asks him about Garzy's Wing.
I would personally ask him about Gundam.
Like, I want to go up to him and ask him, just be like, Garzy's Wing, man. What happened there? Seriously, what happened?
Those are probably the questions he likes to avoid.
Like, I just want to know how this turned into such an epic failure.
How do you go from giant fighting robots, which is awesome beyond all reason to last, like, 3 decades, to that?
Male nudity.
Yes, that is actually within the first 5 minutes.
Within the first five minutes, Project Manass.
And also pertains to the following 10 minutes.
It's true.
Like, we haven't watched it all the way through. I don't think these two want to, but...
Not at all.
I plead for my life.
I plan to review this. I plan it.
For the record, we do not control him at all, in any way possible.
You're talking to my bitches, son.
Hey, the handcuffs...
Bullshit!
The handcuffs are getting pretty loose. You want to tighten them again?
Do you want me to get the whip?
Oh, God, no, too far.
Speaking of horrible anime, what are some other horrible anime you guys have seen?
Oh, God, let me think.
Nothing?
What?
Nothing? No, I certainly got something. I'm just trying to remember it.
Anything, is it as bad as Garzy's Wing?
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
God, no.
That's beautiful.
Although, to be fair, that's hard to beat when it comes to being awful.
There was one anime I didn't even bother watching because the Netflix description was so disturbing. Well, for about the first 4 paragraphs, seemed completely legit medieval kind of anime. And then the last couple of sentences were, so he can escape with her before the villainess destroys them with her acid-squirting tits. It seemed completely normal up until that point.
I know. I bet we know what Kira's gonna watch next.
What is this?
I don't know. I will ask my brother again. I need to block this from my memory for the most part.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I gotta see this. This sounds like horrendously amazing.
I've never watched it. I don't want to watch it.
It sounds like, you know, another Garzy's Wing-like anime.
Yeah, I don't know. Just okay, new subject.
Okay, I got one. All right. For the past 3 weeks or so, we've seen the first 3 episodes of Yu-Gi-Oh! Zeal.
Oh,
or
God.
Or as 4Kids calls it, Yu-Gi-Oh! Zexal! I mean, seriously, for God's sake, 4Kids, if you're going to dub an anime, dub it right!
I can't stand the name of that. We're going to put an X in here just to make it look cool. Like, the X has no meaning in the name.
I have to agree with you on that one.
Like, it's Zeal, but it's spelled Zexal.
I guess that's why 4Kids, you suck, did it.
Well, I guess that's why they call rice balls of donuts, isn't that right?
That's true.
4Kids can't do anything right.
I mean, I've watched the first 3 episodes, and I'm not impressed at all.
There's a reason 4Kids is our lowest rating on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to be honest with this. 5Ds. 5Ds was really good for a 4Kids dub. I loved it. But what annoyed me, though, is that they finished...
they say they're done before they've actually finished. I mean, there was still one more arc left for 5Ds before they actually got to continue. Before they actually got to finish so they could actually put on Zeal. And I don't even like this new cast. I mean, their voices fit their characters fine. I just don't like it. I've watched 3 episodes and I have yet to be impressed. I mean, it's okay, but it's nothing compared to its predecessors.
Bring in the stereotypical Funimation cast.
Pretty much. I agree with you.
Yeah, let's just settle for them and their other 50 anime voiceovers.
Let's give Yu-Gi-Oh! To Funimation. I mean, seriously. They could do it right.
They could, but I can only take so much of Vic Mignogna's voice before I start hating the man.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
Give it to Viz.
Yes, Viz. I agree, Viz.
I can see him with Viz.
Love Funimation all the way. Want to work there when I'm older, just... Please give Vic a break. Please, for the love of God, I don't want to start hating his voice.
You already hate his voice.
No, I don't.
You hated it in Vampire Knight.
Well, that's like the only thing I hated him in.
I liked it.
They should have waited until they found better voice actors for that. The cast that they have there just didn't suit it at the time.
I liked it. I liked the Vampire Knight dub.
I'm just not a fan. The voice actors were still good, it didn't suit them.
To each their own, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I'm not big on Vampire Knight.
Yeah.
Like I said.
Vic is still my idol, though. I don't think that'll ever change.
He did a hell of a job as Broly.
Oh, yeah.
What is there all to do? Just...
Kakarot!
Yeah! Although, in the first Broly movie, he did talk quite a bit. So
besides that,
as he went Super Saiyan, the brain cells died slowly.
Slowly?
The brain cells died slowly.
Oh, okay, slowly might not have been the word for it. More like
he turned into a babbling idiot. It was just, Kakarot!
Am I the only one who actually watched the first Broly movie?
I implore you to reconsider fighting me with Kakarot! And he's like, right there, everything died.
Try watching the movie before you start making jokes. I mean, seriously.
It was a good movie, it's just...
I enjoyed the movie.
I imagine him going through, like... Okay, never mind. That would have been a spoiler for people who haven't seen it.
Yeah. Seen what?
Broly.
Broly.
Oh.
Never mind, he's like reincarnated.
I want to say this, though. Don't watch Bio Broly.
Yes, do not watch Bio Broly. The only Broly movie I ever got a chance to buy.
Ironically, the one you buy is the one that sucks.
Yes, and guess what money I want back.
I'm seriously tempted to return my copy of Bio Broly. But the only reason I won't is because I already have the first one and the third one.
It's just part of the collection.
Yes. That's the only reason I have bothered to keep that movie.
Oh. Yeah, I'd love to shoot that copy. What I find funny, though, is that Vic Mignogna was actually in Street Fighter as well.
Really?
Vega, yeah.
Yeah, his very first voice acting role was Vega.
Yeah, that was his breakthrough.
Huh.
Like, that was the very first role he ever had.
Yeah.
Broly was his first anime role, wasn't it?
No, Street Fighter's an anime.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just a game.
Nope. Well, they made a movie.
I think his best voice acting role was for Tamaki Suo in Ouran High School Hooks Club.
My favorite role was in Bleach.
Bleach? What did he do in Bleach?
He was...
God, I can't remember his name now. He was bald, he had a staff.
That was... Vic?
Yeah, that was Vic.
I would never have guessed.
Yeah, that was Vic. I don't know, weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It did an amazing job as Ed, but that doesn't even need to be said. That's how understood it is.
Like, everybody knows that his role as Ed was a great role.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I was never a big Full Metal Alchemist fan, but I appreciate how well he did on that.
I picked up the anime over the summer, but just kind of forgot about it.
It's something I'd watch if it was on and I couldn't do it, if there was nothing else for me to do.
I kind of like not having it completed, just so I have something to go back to and watch on TV.
I'll agree with that. It always leaves you something to watch, but...
Yeah.
One thing I hate above all else when it comes to some anime, fillers. I hate them with a passion.
Naruto!
Naruto and Bleach, my
God.
If it isn't in the manga, you shouldn't make an anime out of it.
Well, put it in the anime, you mean.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
It's just that, okay, where the Naruto dub is right now, it's really pissing me off.
Ikkaku, that was his name.
Oh. That guy?
Ikkaku Madarame.
Oh. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, like I was saying, where the Naruto dub is, it's right before my favorite arc of the series so far. It's right before the Itachi Pursuit arc. But because of these dang fillers, I have to wait even longer before I can see it dubbed.
It's still better than the original Naruto series fillers because you didn't know back then, or if you were like me and you weren't that immersed in anime culture, you didn't know about Shippuden at all, and you're still hoping, oh my goodness, is something important going to happen? No, 70 episodes later, you were just left heartbroken.
Actually, it was 98 episodes.
I didn't make it
even worse.
No, the only reason I know that is because I looked it up on Netflix. I actually took the time to look at where the last actual relevant episode was, and then I counted the number of fillers.
When it came to the weird tiger person, I just stopped watching.
I stopped caring after Sasuke was gone. He's my favorite character in the entire series. I don't care how many flames I get for this.
I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, I know.
I've said it too much.
You have. You've hit me with this since I told you Sasuke is my favorite.
Faggot.
I heard that.
Gaara all the way.
I respect Gaara.
I will be right back. Where are you going?
Same place as before.
Light a match.
He's gotta bleed the lizard.
I don't think they'll understand that.
If they watch Family Guy, they will.
It's just the Mountain Dew.
Drainage pipe.
I probably drank up 2 liters of it already.
I think they'll get it now.
I just kind of hate filler arcs, because... Okay, I can understand like a one or two episode filler.
Yeah,
those are good. Those are fine.
Yeah, like that one Naruto filler with the Kakashi.
Like the filler where they tried to find Kakashi's face.
That was good.
That was fine. It was a one episode filler. Did not matter at all. At the end of the day, and nor did any of us want it to matter. It was just something funny to watch. But now
I think that part that. Kind of filler is meant to break tension between serious arcs.
But now my problem is, like, for example, in Bleach, whenever they did the Bound arc.
Oh yeah, the Bounce arc. I remember that.
If I'm not mistaken, I don't even think that they, that was even in the manga.
I don't think so. I would need to look.
And it just gets on my nerves because it had no purpose. And I just don't like it. Because at the end of the day, like, when you pick up on the regular arc, that's not the filler, they're not going to speak about the arc that didn't exist.
My little pony, my little pony.
That was fast.
My little pony. I used to wonder what friendship could be. Okay, I'll stop now.
Thank you.
Wow. Anyway, what was the arc in Bleach that didn't matter?
Which one?
After the Soul Society arc, what was it? Like, there's the Soul Society, then the Bound. The Bound arc did not matter at all. That was, like, 40 episodes that had no real bearing on the actual story. It was, like, in the manga, after the Soul Society arc, it was the Arrancar arc in the manga. But no.
Freaking fillers. I hate them. Hate them with a passion.
Freaking 40 episode filler.
Seriously, if I wanted to watch 100 episodes of filler, I'd watch Naruto. For the record, when it comes to fillers, I liked that show better when it was freaking called Inuyasha.
And even better when it was Flame of Recca.
And even better when it was Dragon Ball Z!
I like Naruto.
Just a little random.
Well, he's a lot to like Naruto.
I like Naruto.
Mafia Kakashi. Should we tell them about that?
After
we're closer to being done.
Closer to con time.
Closer to con time?
Closer to con time.
By the way, We plan on going to MomoCon this year. If you want to meet the cast, go to MomoCon. Down in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia.
And beautiful me.
I'm tempted to slap you right now.
Oh, okay. Kira's going to do it for me. Thank you.
Anyway. Hey, they're going to see it anyway.
I think it's time we moved on to the some of the reviews.
Sweet.
So what are we talking about today, guys?
Well, I myself am going to be reviewing my personal favorite anime, Code Geass: Lelouch of the
Republic. Boo!
Shut up.
Code Geass.
Geass, you dumbass.
What about you?
Since it's my first time here, I'll start with my absolute favorite, Ouran High School Host Club.
For the ladies. And I'm going to be reviewing a video game this time. Yeah, I know, I've been doing video games a lot in this show, but I'm going to be talking about Gears of War 3.
Who's going to start us off?
I think Zero should start us off.
Okay.
I'll set an example for the newbie.
I am a newbie! This is my first time!
Oh, this is?
Yeah!
So what am I doing here?
I don't know! He just randomly called me last week and asked if I wanted to be part of this.
We should form a union. Better hours, better pay!
We're not getting paid!
Yeah, what pay?
Well, we went to Taco Bell.
You're the only one who got anything!
It was still Taco Bell!
Anyway... Code Geass, you said?
Yeah. Before I start this, I've got to ask you guys a question. If there is an evil so great you cannot defeat it by just means, what do you do? Do you use evil to destroy the greater evil, or do you remain just and be destroyed by evil?
You bend over the table and fuck him in the ass with a rake.
Okay, that does not answer the question.
I stand by it.
I would remain just.
I remain with the rake.
I'm guessing you'd choose justice, too?
No. I would use evil to destroy the greater evil.
You would?
I would.
So we have one for good, one for evil, and one for a team rake.
No.
The third party.
There's actually very relevance to the series with this question.
What, the rake?
No. my question. I got... One more before I actually get started. If you could change the world, would you be a god or a demon?
I'd be a rake.
You would.
Well, let's just call you the gardener. Okay, I would definitely be god.
Time to pick some flowers.
Give them to your god.
That was the tagline question for Code Geass when it was still being advertised.
By the way, for those of you who do not know, this anime was drawn and animated by the same group that did Chobits and Triple X Holic and Tsubasa.
For reals?
It's true.
Yeah. Clamp did the art for it.
It's true. Code Geass, Lelouch of the Rebellion, is commonly just referred to as Code Geass, is a series about an exiled prince named Lelouch V. Britannia, who is the 17th heir to the Britannian throne. His father is Charles Z. Britannia, who is the 98th emperor.
Z-Britannia?
Z-Britannia! Z is his middle name. Z-I.
I can't go with the fact that Lelouch is the Green Ranger.
Actually, he was the Black Ranger.
I thought Tommy Young Boss was the Green
Johnny
Ranger.
Johnny Young Boss was the White Black Ranger.
No, I thought it was White Green.
No, he was...
No, no, that's not Johnny Young Boss.
No, he's partially right. He was the Green Ranger in, I think it was Zeo.
Yeah.
My childhood is restored. After that horrible thing you made me watch earlier.
Anyway,
the full maiden.
As you probably guessed from our little conversation there, the main character, Lelouch, is voiced by Johnny Young Boss, who is also known for his role as Ichigo Kurosaki in Bleach. In the series, Japan has been taken over by the Holy Britannian Empire, which is, ironically enough, if you would look at the map in the series, America.
I choose to say nothing on that.
I know what you're thinking. I know you.
Subliminal messaging.
Anyway.
Subliminal.
Subliminal.
Can I get back to my review, please?
Yes, sure. You may.
Thank you. For God's sake.
Yes, my liege.
Anyway.
Yes, indeed. Continue, Zero.
Okay. Anyway. Lelouch's mother was killed in an attack when he was 10 years old. And when he tried to confront his father about it, he was sent to Japan with his younger sister, Nanali, who was injured in the attack. She was rendered crippled from the waist down, she couldn't use her legs, and she was blinded from the trauma.
Sounds like a yes to me.
She's like 15.
I stand by it.
You would.
I think I'm another person who would, too.
From there, Lelouch and Nanali, his sister, were sent to Japan to stay with the Kurugi family. About a year or so later, that's when Britannia declared war on Japan, and Britannia used this new weapon known as the Nightmare Frame, which most people commonly refer to as Gundam knockoffs. Cough, cough, Kira.
I stand by it.
You would. Anyway.
Actually, ignorance.
I'll agree with that.
Goddamn Skippy.
So, using the Nightmare Frames, Britannia conquers Japan, and thus it was dubbed Area 11. The defeated and once proud nation of Japan was rechristened with a mere number.
Sounds like a party to me.
You really have issues, you know that?
Yes, indeed.
Anyway. Lelouch's best friend, Suzaku Kurugi, his father, was killed during the war. So Lelouch swears to Suzaku before he leaves, "I will obliterate Britannia." About 7 years later, when Lelouch is about 17, he meets this mysterious girl named C2. She is probably one of the most interesting anime characters I've ever seen. She's lazy, a smartass. She has this bizarre fetish for pizza, which, who am I really to talk?
Didn't Pizza Hut actually pay to get their logo put inside that anime?
Yes! That in the Japanese version, Pizza Hut sponsored it.
That is the only time I've ever seen something like that in an anime.
I loved it, though. That just made me so happy.
That's kind of crazy.
It was funny as hell.
That's really kind of creepy, actually.
It was awesome.
It's just like two worlds that should not be crossed. Except by cosplayers.
Then again, though, I mean, who better to advertise to than people that watch anime? I mean, at least in America, they're usually fat and lazy.
The sad part is, that's true. He's patting his stomach, in case you can't tell.
I'm manorexic.
He seriously is.
I'm seriously not. It just all goes to nowhere.
If our buddy Chris was in here, we would be matching the perfect statistic.
Yeah.
3 out of 4 Americans are fat.
He's standing triumphantly right now.
And what is the other 1/4 factor?
That is me.
That is you.
But no, you. What am I?
You're a skinny white boy.
You're a string bean.
I'm a skinny Irish lad.
Yeah, he's ginger. Anyway, back to my review. When he meets C2, she gives him this power of Geass, which is different for every person who gets it. I mean, Lelouch's power of Geass is the ability to command others to do anything. But there's a lot of catches to Lelouch's Geass. It's probably the most explored throughout the most of the entire anime. Lelouch's Geass can only work if he has direct eye contact. It will only work on a person once, and he has to be within so much of a range of somebody for it to actually work on them. He eventually gets to the point where he kills the person that Britannia has put in charge of Area 11. And so, Britannia has to get a scapegoat to take the rap, since they can't find out who did it. They ironically pick Suzaku, who, if you remember what I said earlier, was his best friend. After that, Lelouch creates this alternate identity called Zero. After he springs Suzaku,
he creates this his own personal army, known as the Black Knights. And it's with this army that he intends to destroy the Holy Britannian Empire so he can create a world where his younger sister, Nonnally, can find happiness. And this anime is pretty awesome. It's kind of like a cross. Most people refer to it as like a cross between Gundam and Death Note.
I can see that.
There are some similarities between Light and Lelouch, but I would honestly prefer Lelouch out of the two.
I gotta give all my props to Light. I've only seen, like, a few episodes of Code Geass, though.
Well, to be honest, if I had to choose one to rule the land I live in, I'd rather go with a guy that's not as much of a psychopathic killer.
Yeah, so... I can't really answer that question, because I'd be spoiling it, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, please don't spoil stories.
I don't. After somebody spoiled the ending of Death Note for me, I don't like to go there.
Do not remind me of that.
Well, he spoiled it for me!
No. Last episode, I'm watching Death Note all day from start to finish, non-stop. My friend and I were having a competition. She won, sadly, by like 20 minutes. But, anyway, last episode, I scrolled down a bit too far.
No!
And then the dreaded comments...
No!
Why did blah, 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 blah happen? I'm like, no!
It's like, why did Goku go Super Saiyan and eliminate Vegeta?
Yeah, I have no clue what you just did, but I agree 100%.
For the record, half the time we don't even know what Kira's talking about, so we just smile and nod.
Yes, indeed.
But anyway, Code Geass, has given it lots of spin-offs. There's the manga adaptation of Lelouch of the Rebellion, there's Suzaku of the Counterattack, and the Nightmare of Nonnally. There's two volumes of Suzaku, I think six or seven volumes of Nonnally, and eight volumes of Lelouch. But my favorite is Lelouch of the Rebellion, because he is probably one of the most inspirational anime characters I've ever seen. But, seriously, look it up. There's two seasons. There's Lelouch of the Rebellion and Lelouch of the Rebellion R2. The entire first season is on Bandai's YouTube account. The name of the first episode is The Day a Demon Was Born. Look it up. It's awesome. It's my personal favorite. You guys got any questions? Or are you pretty much good?
So it's Death Note meets Gundam, done by Clamp.
Pretty much, if you want to be blunt.
Delicious.
That summed up everything I needed to know and more.
Awesome.
Did a pretty good job. So what exactly would you rate it?
On a scale of...
1 to 10 and...
Pretty much 1
to... Yeah.
I'd probably give it a 10 myself, but that's only because it's my personal favorite.
So you'd rate it as a tiny Asian doctor.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, that's a 10.
Okay, then yeah, I'll give it that.
Okay, so Code Geass gets a tiny Asian doctor.
Well, that's all we really had time for this week. One of the reviews had to be cut off, so that's all you get for the first episode. But tune in next week, we'll be recording a hot, fresh new episode, and we're hoping you really dig it. If you have any complaints, or opinions, suggestions, or something you just want us to review, shoot us an email at otaku_overload@yahoo.com. Well, my name is Kira, and the others are already gone by now, but we'll catch you all later.
Paper, scissors, rock you like a candy cane otaku. Make a joke, you laugh your arse off. Break it down and dance like Karnoff. Action Jackson doing what he has to. Never been a has-been, always been a bad dude. Punch a monkey, win an iPod, throw in a ninja, just more kicks. Go to Mickey D's to get a quarter pounder. Fat in the line, no way to get around her. Take it as is or take it as it would be. Futuristic vision dishing out another goodie. Let's take a look, see you never understand us. Jackie Chan us in the gut with the sandals. The jerk store calls, they're running out of you. But me, they got free samples.
Come and get it.